Another way of getting at this, if you're generating these theological arguments, even though you're uncertain, Luther thinks it's a lot like a kind of backtalk against God. Here's God's word saying, this is my body given for you. And you're saying, well, maybe God really should mean this. I think God had better mean this because it doesn't really make sense if it's really literally Christ's body, so it must mean this. Luther's saying, what you're doing is you're using your own judgment, your own reason, and saying, God can't say that. That would be too stupid. So God is being stupid. I better correct him because I'm so much cleverer than God, and I'll fix God's word and make it right. And this is not only this trust in reason rather than faith, which Luther has always been attacking. It also is a kind of backtalk. God, what do you think you're saying? Right? I got to teach you how to speak better because you really don't know how to express yourself. You should have said, this symbolizes my body, so I'll correct you, God. Luther will say about people like Zwingli once in a table talk, dear Lord God, it is enough to have sinned without trying to justify yourself afterwards. Right? Zwingli has the wrong view of the Lord's Supper, then he just cooks up some argument to justify himself. This isn't tolerated in a household, Luther says. The father of the house doesn't allow it. It burns in your heart if someone who sins tries to justify himself. When you know you are wrong, and nevertheless you try to defend yourself, this is just too much. Right? You see the sense of anger. Right? Where does this guy get off just cooking up these flimsy arguments? I can poke holes in these arguments so easily. They're so flimsy. They must obviously seem flimsy and uncertain to Zwingli, too. Where does he get off doing this? At one point, he compares it to a shrew, you know, a woman henpecking her husband, just attacking, right? She knows she's wrong, but she's just good at inventing up these nasty arguments. She's lying against her own conscience. That's what it's like to argue with these theological opponents of Luther. You just get so fed up with their creativity in coming up with flimsy arguments to justify themselves. So, that means that the aim of Luther's theological attacks on his opponents is not to persuade them. He doesn't think that you can persuade people like Zwingli. Right? They're more or less lost. Zwingli doesn't need to just modify his opinion or learn a thing or two from Luther. Zwingli needs to change sides. He needs to repent. He needs to give up his diabolical backtalk against God. That would require a conversion. And God can do a miracle like that, but we don't have much record of God doing it. There aren't many great leaders of heresies who convert and return to the faith. So Luther pretty much gives up hope on Zwingli. And when he's writing against Zwingli, he's not trying to persuade Zwingli or his followers. Luther's trying to persuade his own followers. He's basically trying to say, stay away from this stuff. Don't believe Zwingli. Right? Above all, don't believe it when Zwingli says, oh, Luther, if you were just a little bit more consistent, you would be with me. You know, I, Zwingli, know really what the deep impetus of your thought is. I know the spirit of Luther and where it's heading in my direction. So if Luther was only a bit more clear-headed about what his own thought was, he'd be with me. Luther's response is, no way. I don't want to be anywhere near you. I want to have nothing to do with you. Right? And that's where the harsh language functions so powerfully. He's flinging filth at people like Zwingli, and it hits, and it sticks. And Luther's followers, the people in Wittenberg, the Lutheran Germans, say, oh, yuck, that stinks. We don't want to have anything to do with that guy. Right? And in fact, Luther's rhetoric succeeds in its aim. Right? He succeeds in making sure that nobody in Wittenberg, nobody who's Lutheran, wants to have anything to do with a Zwinglian view of the Lord's Supper. To this day, Lutherans will use the word Zwinglian as almost a bad word. Right? We don't want to be anything like that. Right? So the harsh rhetoric does what it's supposed to do. It's not just an accident. It's not just Luther sort of losing control, expressing himself, and blurting out nasty stuff. He's deliberately using this rhetorical strategy to achieve a rhetorical purpose. He's solidifying the Lutheran opposition to this devilish rejection of the Lord's Supper by Zwingli.